It's looking like the Secretary of State is coming under a bit of pressure from the nationalist parties here. James Brokenshire is due to meet all the parties and the Irish government at Stormont later, and Sinn Féin and the SDLP are expected to voice their anger at Theresa May's decision to call a general election while Stormont is gripped by crisis. Now, I want to speak to Brian Rowan about this. Barney, good morning.
Yeah, Frank, good morning.
Yeah, I'm just presuming that what seemed like an impossible task has now got a little bit more difficult.
I think so. Well, an agreement, I think, before Tuesday's announcement in Downing Street and within this latest deadline was going to be a big ask. But the view now, spoken privately, if not loudly and publicly, is that it is closer to being impossible, given the election announcement and confirmation. You know, does anyone really think that the DUP will make agreements on an Irish Language Act in the jaws of an election, or that Sinn Féin will compromise on some of its demands? It's not the way of things, not how it works. And when you take a dander, as I did yesterday, Frank, through Parliament buildings, you hear nothing, no hint, no suggestion, no talk that a deal in the short term, now in an election period, is either likely or possible. So I think the whole focus is moving from those talks to the election that will come on June the 8th.
The roundtable discussions that were due to resume next week, will they be cancelled? Will that be the step?
Well, James Brokenshire and Charlie Flanagan will have to assess what is the realistic prospect of an agreement now. There are choices to be made, Frank. Does James Brokenshire park these talks again, stretch that elastic deadline even further to beyond the June the 8th general election? You're then into the summer, of course, and not much chance of a deal then. So really, you'd be playing these talks into the autumn. Sinn Féin has been very clear, and you mentioned this in your introduction, about the next steps. If no agreement is reached within this third phase of the talks, then in their view, there should be another assembly election. James Brokenshire has said he detects no appetite for that. But a unionist source I chatted to yesterday said that while the Secretary of State is not persuaded or convinced about the worth of an election, he could yet be tempted to use that June the 8th date. So potentially two elections on that date. So those are the choices. Either this process being parked potentially for a lengthy period of time, James Brokenshire legislating to do what has to be done in the meantime, re-rates and budgets and so on, or that second election, which will change the numbers, but not the issues that are on the negotiating table.
Much talk about this over the last 48 hours, the possibility of June 8th being used. It would save money, there's no question about that, as opposed to going to the polls at some other time for an assembly election. You've suggested it wouldn't change very much in terms of, it certainly wouldn't change the issues. But might he, as you're reading it today, just might he tick the box and say, all right, so people are going to be in the polling stations anyway, we'll see what they think.
Well, when he talked about this third phase of the talks recently, he said that if no agreement was reached, then two options, decision-making from Westminster or a second election. So that second election is still potentially within the frame, not ruled out. You get a sense when you take that stroll through Stormont and talk to people that there are some who would be much more enthusiastic about elections than others. But it is a decision for James Brokenshire to make. There is that June the 8th date there now, Frank, and I suppose it is possible that it could be used for that second election. But I imagine there's not much time now, only a matter of days, to make an assessment on those talks. As I said to you in my opening remarks, an agreement was going to be a big ask before the election was announced. It's now a bigger ask. So within a few days, we'll get a clearer picture, Frank, rather than having to stir into a crystal ball, if you like. We'll get a clearer picture about what the decisions are. But they're in that very narrow frame, decision-making from Westminster or that second election.
Do you think there's a keenness at all from the electorate to be in the booths on the 8th of June?
They will be there, of course. Think of the March results, Frank. That nationalist surge in the Assembly election, the unionist majority in the Assembly gone, meaning the arithmetic in the negotiations has changed also. So, of course, among the unionist parties, there will be discussions around pacts. We're already hearing that. Some talking about wanting the widest possible agreements to maximise the unionist numbers. This election, the general election, will have Brexit at its heart. So there is talk also about an anti-Brexit pact. What will that add up to? I don't know. But the elections of this place, Frank, given what happened in March, are no longer a formality in terms of predictions and outcomes. We're in changed times, uncertain times. And none of this, Frank, whether it's one election or two elections, is going to take those difficult issues off the negotiating table, whether Brexit, legacy, Irish language, marriage equality, Bill of Rights, Arling Foster's place within an executive, the Armed Forces Covenant. This is all going to be there, whether we have one election or two. But we're in very interesting times. But the very clear impression I get, Frank, yesterday is already the focus shifting from the possibility of agreement within those talks to this wider frame now of one election or two, and Ian Paisley being quoted yesterday as saying the talks would now go into some form of deep freeze.
Yeah, we rarely change, as Ian, the deep freeze idea of for the talks of Stormont, but we rarely change our MPs unless they step down. There's the occasional surprise result. So we could almost predict who's going to win in terms of being members of Parliament whenever we see the runners and riders. So will this election be, I think the word brutal was used about the Assembly elections, or will this be a more placid affair?
Well, I don't think it'll be the latter, Frank. I think given the March scenario, the fact that Sinn Féin got within a seat of the DUP, a little over 1,000 votes separating them. I think many people think this is going to be a numbers game. There would be concern that the March results would play into this election and change things. So I think until we see what packs there are not, until we see who's running and who's not, it's not just as easy to call this election as it would have been with previous elections. As I said to you, things are changing. There is no longer the kind of predictability about elections in this place, and I think with Brexit within the frame also, it could be an interesting few weeks ahead, Frank.
But considering that it is just an X against a name, is there much chance of there being a variety of changes?
There could be some changes, Frank. But as I've said to you before on occasions, when we stir into crystal balls ahead of an election, we quite often can end up eating ground glass. Let's see when the fields are declared. Let's see what the predictions are at that stage. And I don't think we'll have long to wait, Frank, because I imagine in terms of, whatever arrangements are going to be made around PACs, people will want that sorted out pretty quickly, because there is a short run in now to June the 8th. So we won't have long to wait. But as I would just say, if you look at those March results, those March figures, then these elections around this place are just not as predictable as they once were.
And do you fully understand what a Brexit pact would be?
You mean an anti Brexit pact?
Yes, well, this sort of SDLP idea where they're going to have possibly suggesting some sort of pact that would involve people who would be looking for the softest Brexit.
I think within the SDLP, there will be many different views about what that should be or shouldn't be, Frank. So I think until we get a clear indication of who the runners and riders are in this election, I wouldn't want to be looking into a crystal ball and saying this would happen or that will happen. But I think there are some interesting discussions ahead. I think the first thing in a kind of sequence of events now, Frank, that needs to happen is they need to work out whether they're going to let those talks run at Stormont, given the fact that an agreement was going to be very difficult. Some people now considering it to be impossible. So when do they put a full stop on those talks? Then in the next kind of sequence, what is James Brokenshire's decision? Is it decision-making from Westminster, or is it a second Assembly election on that June the 8th date? And then, in a third part, if you like, what are the discussions going on behind the scenes that will decide who's running and who's not running in the general election? So there's a lot to be worked out, a lot to be sorted out. And then I think we will have an interesting election on June the 8th. And then at some stage, Frank, they're going to have to resume these talks, go back to the negotiating table with all of those issues that are proving impossible to sort on that table again and still waiting to be sorted out.
So much to be sorted out and so little time for even the parties to get their act together, considering the 8th of June is galloping towards us. Brian, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.